teledentistry gaining popularity. Many dental practices are closed during the pandemic. It allows patients to stay connected with their dentist without leaving home, of course, keeping us sane. Let's talk about this growing trend, how it works. We get the best. Vice President of Health Improvement at DentaQuest, Dr. Sean Boines. Dr. Boines, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, I like your niche, dentist anesthesiologist. Thank you for you, and I know the importance of dental care in these times. It's nice to be face-to-face, but until then, we work via the teledentistry way. So my first question, how has the coronavirus pandemic put teledentistry in the spotlight, Dr. Boines?
Well, very similar to medicine and behavioral health, as the pandemic has hit, we've had to come up with new ways to make sure we're engaging with our patients. In fact, 35% of people say that they've missed a dental appointment due to the pandemic. And we're seeing these telemedicine, telehealth, teledentistry appointments surge almost. They've gone up 50% since prior to COVID-19 hitting our country, and they're on pace to exceed about $1 billion by the end of 2020. And so, if anything, the pandemic has accelerated the use of technology in the dental field.
All right, so here we go. What do we expect from a virtual dental visit?
Well, I mean, it's a different way to reach out and touch someone, right? A different way to communicate. And so there's different forms that it can take depending on the provider or the care team that an individual is working with as a patient. And so really what you'll most likely see is interaction just like FaceTime. Or if you remember the old cartoon, the Jetsons, they used to always see their dentist and their physician via a television, if you will. And so that's very similar to what we're seeing here, in which questions can go back and forth. In some instances, you can take pictures of your teeth or show your teeth and have those sent in. And a dentist can interact with you to determine what your healthcare needs may be. So it's really just a different way of engaging outside of that traditional medical procedural place where you come in, you have your teeth cleaned, and then you may have a tooth filled. It really allows for an engagement to occur.
Yes, we all knew the Jetsons would come to reality one day. Hey, what are the benefits of this solution?
So there's lots of benefits. I think right now during the pandemic is it offers a safe way for individuals to get their dental needs met. It's a way for providers and dental care teams to triage patients to determine what the needs are for care. In fact, a recent webinar that was put out by the American Dental Association Health Policy Institute reported that up to 40% of individuals at this one particular site that went through a telehealth visit did not, in fact, need to come into the dentist. And so it's a safe way to kind of interact. Now, I can tell you at DentaQuest, we've been looking at this for quite some time, so teledentistry is not new to us. And so in its existence, and although accelerated by COVID, we found benefits to be able to reach out to those individuals that are in rural communities or those in nursing homes or nursing facilities that need additional ways to get access to care. And we're finding it to be a very fruitful tool in order to engage individuals in their health as opposed to just looking at their teeth.
Yes, Dr. Sean Boines with us, dentist anesthesiologist, talking about telemedicine, working, of course, in the field, Vice President of Health Improvement at DentaQuest. How can teledentistry then help improve just general access to care here?
So I think as we move through into the future, more and more people are really enjoying and liking the experience of teledentistry. One of the things that has happened in dentistry over the last 2 years is we're getting smarter about the understanding the disease process. What causes cavities? What causes gum disease? And we're really starting to understand something called the microbiome, which is really just a way of saying how many good bacteria that's going to keep your mouth healthy do you have versus how many bad bacteria that are going to do the opposite. And really, a lot of that can be managed through interacting and understanding risks and benefits of your oral disease. And so changing some of the behaviors and some of the habits that you may have in order to address how the bacteria is functioning in your mouth. And that can be done through telemedicine. And I think as we advance in technology, I really feel we're going to see telehealth advance as a way to communicate and to keep people healthy, as opposed to determine that whether or not they may need to have something done to their teeth.
What's a bad habit for me to avoid?
I would say watching how often you drop the pH levels in your mouth, so how often you make it acidic, right? If you're going to have that Coca-Cola, while it's not the best thing in the world to have, try to have it at the same time you're having your meal so that you're not having multiple events of lowering the pH or making it more acidic in your mouth.
And brush my teeth how many times a day?
Brush your teeth 2 times a day for 2 minutes apiece. Make sure, one little trick that I will give you, is try to keep the foam on your mouth. So the last thing you should do is brush your teeth. Don't rinse your mouth out. Just leave the foam on it. Now spit the majority of it out, but don't feel you need to rinse the mouth out after you're done. Leaving that foam on helps to keep the pH levels a little bit more basic, a little less acidic, and it keeps the fluoride in touch with your teeth for a little bit longer.
All right, on it. Is teledentistry here to stay, Dr. Boynes?
Absolutely. Teledentistry is not going to replace hands-on dentistry. And in fact, we've tested this here at DentaQuest. We know that the collective society is going to want to operate more digitally going forward. We're continuing to see social distancing that is being recommended, and so interacting however we can will be important. But even those who are aging and have chronic conditions, they're going to want to have better access to dental care. Those individuals that need care in rural environments are still going to be there. Teledentistry is not going anywhere. If anything, it's going to improve and make it easier for individuals to get their teeth diagnosed with disease.
All right, Dr. Boynes, prepare for your day of teledentistry today. Tell me about how to find out more information.
Yes, please. If you can, come right to the DentaQuest website. It's dentaquest.com/teledentistry, and that DentaQuest is all mushed together. So it's dentaquest.com/teledentistry. You can find a bunch of information that I just discussed, as well as surf our site and see some cool other stuff that we have there. It's a fun little place to be if you're looking for something to do.
Great. Please continue to take care, and thank you for the advice.
Yes, please be safe, and I appreciate the time.